Welcome to Real Paranormal Activity, the network. Entertainment you'll enjoy.
You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. LaFoss Corporation, LLC.
Welcome to Aaron's Horror Show, and I'm your host, Aaron Frail. All right, we got some more Sarge's Secret for you. The rest of the day went by with only minor confrontations. A few creatures were a mix between jackals, lemurs, pestered them. The critters threw rocks and other harmless projectiles at the ones in armor. A few rounds into the air scared them off before the ones without armor got too bruised. They avoided a herd of giant tri-horned beasts with stringy, fine, wispy hair that looked like a mallet for a tail. Eventually, the poison-infecting Wellesley wore off on its own, and they reset his bed pack so it stopped futilely looking for a cure. Sarge checked the long wave bands and didn't get any connection. He tried the satellite comms without luck, which meant one of two things. The first was that the siege was unsuccessful, and the IF packed up and headed for Earth. The other option was that the comm barrier on the planet was localized and not disabled yet. Either way, the siege of Tech was well underway if humans were still around on his planet. However, his team must have been blown so far off course that it didn't really matter how well the battle was going. They would miss out on it even if they were lucky enough to make their way back to civilization before the Force made short work of them. From the battle this morning to the nasties in the database they had yet to encounter and the dwindling supply of their atomic printer rations, they wouldn't last long. All of them were given bone and muscle enhancements to function in the gravity of the world. Without the upgrades, they would have to drag their armorless compatriots the entire way, further hindering their ability to make it back. There was a good chance that the IF would never come looking for them. He doubted their transponders had the range to get signal to someone who cared. It could take years to disable planet-wide comms barrier, especially if the individual surface units dotted the landscape. Though why the Shasharians wanted to keep the UPE out of the area of the planet, Sarge couldn't figure out. Pretty much anywhere on the surface was an excellent place to dig for Decrand. From the reefs and the protective mining spots were in easy terrain close to the city. The deep woods was for crazy scientists whose curiosity was more significant than their self-preservation instinct. The kooks who thought they would make the next medical breakthrough by discovering something no one else had also gravitated to their demise. By the time the sun slipped below the horizon, they'd come across a clearing in the forest. It was good enough to set up some motion sensors. They replicated a tent for two members of the team exposed to the elements, and after watch was set for the night, Sarge went to sleep. He was greeted by the same creature that haunted his dreams the night before. The being seemed to float in the camp past the motion sensors. It moved with a purpose and went right for the tent. When it was close, the zipper was opened by someone inside. Wellesley stepped out. His eyes were glazed over. The creature latched to the soldier's head with several amorphous tendrils extended from its body. The last one touched the warhead. A tear formed on the edge of the man's eyes. He pulled a knife they had retrieved from his armor and stabbed himself in the gut. Sarge tried to run towards him and the creature, but he was paralyzed once again. He couldn't move or even scream to warn his comrades. Wellesley dug into the slit and pulled out his own entrails. Pain and panic were in his eyes, but his body was under the control of that beast. The creature pointed towards the woods with several tentacles. Wellesley walked out of the camp while wrapping the guts he had retrieved from his abdomen around his neck. Sarge was powerless to stop it. He woke up and the creature was gone. The tent was closed, and Tara was kicking Tomahawk awake. Crusher was already awake, polishing her gun. Sarge leapt from his spot against a rock and dashed towards the tent. Tara eyed him with some curious look. "I was going to wake him next," Tara said. Sarge tore open the door to the tent and startled McYarnack awake. The guy had no shame, stripped down to nothing but a sleeping bag. Wellesley's sack was empty. "Where's Wellesley?" Sarge asked. McYarnack yawned and began the process of pulling up his pants. "How should I know? Slept better than ever last night. I'm going to have to figure out who designed the supply replicator matrixes." Sarge ignored his friend and walked out of the tent. He glanced at the spot where he'd been sleeping and walked a few paces to where he thought Wellesley had used the knife. He bent down to inspect the grass underneath. "Want to clue us in what you're looking for, Sarge?" Tara asked. By now, the others had gathered around. After moving out from a spiral pattern starting point, he found what he was looking for. There was blood in the grass. He didn't need to run a DNA scan to figure out who it was, but did it anyway. It was a match. "Look." He moved the grass blades aside so everyone could see. "Run a scan."
"How can that be? No one's tripped the sensors. At least not during my watch."
The others echoed what Tara said. The same thing happened during Sarge's watch. The insects and the forest critters were the only sounds he had heard.
"What do you think happened to him?" Tara said. "You think he turned off the motion sensors to take a piss or something?"
Crusher suggested.
"He couldn't have," McYarnack said. "Not without a functional armor.
Maybe it was an aerial predator. Something in the trees," Tomahawk said.
"It's not any of that," Sarge said. "Tara, Tommy, you pack up camp. Crusher, you're with me."
"What about me? I can..."
McYarnack began. "Just don't get in anyone's way," Sarge said. It was probably a little harsh to the man who had just saved their lives, but a gut wound could take hours to kill someone. If they were lucky, they could catch up and end this threat. Crusher and Sarge ran off in the woods in the same direction the creature had pointed.
All right, more of Sarge's secret. Well, thank you for listening.